The Sri Lankan military says the leader of the Tamil Tiger rebels, Velupillai Prabhakaran, is dead. The announcement on state television came shortly after the military said it had surrounded Prabhakaran in a tiny patch of jungle in the northeast of the island, and just one day after the rebel group surrendered to the army, ending almost 25 years of civil war. The news sparked mass celebrations around the country and people poured into the streets of Colombo, dancing and singing. Meanwhile, the European Union nations have called for an independent war crimes probe into the killing of thousands of civilians and for access to aid for the thousands more left with nothing after more than 25 years of war, Chris Altieri reports.
The Tamil Rebellion began in 1983 after years of unsuccessful attempts to address the Tamil minority's complaints of systematically unfair treatment. At its height, the Tamil separatists, led by a group called the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, had established a de facto state in the island's north and east with an executive, courts of justice, basic services, and a tax system. The Tigers fought for nearly two decades and entered into a ceasefire agreement brokered by Norway in 2002. That agreement began unraveling in 2005, and in early 2008, the government announced a formal end to the ceasefire and the beginning of an offensive to break the rebellion once and for all. During the final phase of the war, the rebels' northern stronghold continued to shrink, with many civilians fleeing the fighting and many others remaining trapped behind the lines until its final hours.
This has been a very costly war because a lot of people have died and a lot of people have been displaced.
The Bishop of Jaffna Diocese in northern Sri Lanka, Thomas Savandaranayagam, told us the government needs to ensure the basic necessities of the thousands who fleed the war zone.
And the government must try as much as possible to settle them early, not to have them in the camps as refugees, dependent on the government for their handouts, etc. But take them back to their own places, having cleared all the mines, etc., and all that, and given them the way of living which they had been doing earlier. If they were farmers, to do farming. If they were fishermen, to do fishing, etc.
Bishop Savandaranayagam says the church is uniquely placed to play a role in the repairing of Sri Lanka's national discourse.
The church, since it comprises of the Sinhalese and the Tamils, they must work towards just solution to the problem.
On Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI called on Catholic and other aid agencies to spare no effort in securing necessary food and medical supplies to the scores of thousands of civilian war refugees. The Pope entrusted the whole country of Sri Lanka to the protection of the Virgin Mary and asked God to hasten the arrival of reconciliation and full and lasting peace. I'm Chris Altieri.